With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. In the snow-covered mountains of Northern California, all of the victims' preparations were for naught.
As avalanche warnings expire and weather conditions improve, crews are resuming efforts to recover the bodies of eight people killed, with one person still missing after an avalanche in California's Sierra Nevada. Family members say six of the women who died were part of a close-knit group of friends and experienced backcountry skiers, and also say the group was carrying avalanche safety equipment and had prepared for backcountry travel. What the guides and their tour company knew about the avalanche warnings and why they pressed on is now part of the ongoing investigation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
If Iran doesn't agree to a deal over its nuclear program, President Trump says it's going to be unfortunate for them. Mr. Trump giving Tehran 10 to 15 days to make a deal or face possible U.S. military strikes. He's not necessarily off the hook, but he is out of police custody.
Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, the former Prince Andrew, was released after 11 hours at a London police station. He was arrested on suspicion he shared confidential trade information with Jeffrey Epstein. President Trump was asked about the arrest.
I think it's a shame. It's a very, very sad to me.
Amy Wallace, co-author of Epstein victim Virginia Giuffre's memoir, says the UK has led the way responding to the scandal.
We are seeing more accountability in other countries than in our own, where a lot of the abuse took place. And that's shameful.
Wallace called the U.S. response an embarrassment. I'm Ed Donahue.
Following a robust expansion over the summer, extending into the fall, government says the U.S. economy's growth slowed in the final quarter of last year. It's also word the Fed's preferred inflation gauge accelerated last month. This is SRN News. A new report on government waste focuses on transgenderism.
Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford has released his annual list of the most egregious expenditures of taxpayer money, and bizarre experiments on animals are included. The report reveals the Biden administration spent nearly $250 million injecting monkeys, mice, and rats with hormones in an effort to turn them into the opposite sex. It didn't work. Animals were also injected with drugs popular on the LGBT party scene. Michael Harrington reporting.
This year's World Cup soccer tournament will take place at sites all across the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, and it is expected to increase prostitution in the latter country. Prostitution is not criminalized in Mexico, and in the capital it involves thousands of women. In September, Mexico City's mayor announced that the local government would help promote prostitution during the World Cup. This is SRN News. You and I may scream for ice cream, but snack food giant Nestle? Well, not so much anymore.
Nestle, the world's biggest food and drinks maker, said Thursday that it was in advanced negotiations to sell its remaining ice cream business to its joint venture partner, Froneri. The division, which includes brands such as Häagen-Dazs and Drumstick, is valued at just shy of 1 billion Swiss francs, $1.3 billion. Nestle plans to sell the brands to UK-based Froneri over the next year, but remain in the joint venture.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. At the Winter Olympics, the U.S. has won its third gold medal in women's hockey, beating Canada 2-1 on Megan Keller's overtime goal. California's Alyssa Liu takes the gold in figure skating, ending a 24-year Olympic drought for the U.S. women. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 121 points. SRNNews.com.